Welcome to another episode of The Future Hour. Today, I'm super happy and glad and honored to have my dear friend and longtime investor, Ash, and one of the best IP lawyers from California to be on the podcast. Thank you so much for being here, brother.
Thank you for having me. So happy to be here.
Yes, absolutely. So let's jump into the first and interesting question about overall when it comes to the crypto industry and blockchain protocols. Are we ready to give up control?
Well, it depends who we are, who we're talking about. But overall, the major players who have been in control for so long may not be ready. But us as your everyday citizen, everyday person who can use and benefit this technology, I think we're ready to gain control, right? We're ready to gain control. So it depends who you're talking about, but blockchain is now, whether you like it or not, it's happening, it's here, and it's the future. So with that said, let's move on to the next question and have a great discussion.
Absolutely. So earlier at lunch, actually, we briefly talked about your investment strategy or how do you go about picking and evaluate a good project. Would you elaborate a little bit on that and why do you pick Algo specifically?
Well, when I look at a project, I like to look at the long-term dynamics. We're not in this for a pump and dump, right?
Absolutely.
So if I want to invest in something, I want it to be around in a year, in 5 years, in 10 years, 20 years, in 100 years, mm-hmm. hopefully.
Yeah.
And so it's really solid to see a strong team, a fair ecosystem, and a well-balanced community. And so I look at all those aspects before I make a decision. The last thing I look at is Facebook or Twitter or like Reddit or like what someone is saying, right? Mm-hmm. All decisions come from research and calculated decision making. Mm-hmm. So I would say the most important things are look at the roadmap, look at the team, look at the community, make sure it's legit, make sure that there's a real community behind it. It's not just copy paste or some sort of scam. And if there's some sort of good ecosystem, even better. If there's a solid ecosystem with a vibrant community and a great team, that's the project for you. For me, that was Algorand because it has such a great team. It has such a great community, great technology. It seemed like a no-brainer. I thought that the timing was great. I still actually think the timing is great for that one. So make what's right for you to make the right decision for you. It could be different from what's in it for me. I'm a big believer in everyone making their own decisions based on the information that makes sense to them. So don't just be a parrot. Don't be a monkey.
Yeah, I think always do your own research and find out about what people are actually doing versus some other project they might be saying in the marketing material, right? And literally on top of what you're mentioning, see what they do, see their roadmap. And I know that because I actually personally following them quite a bit. I know that Algorand, they have done a few hackathons this year in, let's say, Melbourne University or Monash University over there in Australia to do the hackathon and these kind of things, that very encouraging activity within the community. I think those are usually great signs, right?
Yeah, those are great signs. If there's an active hackathon, active development, development community, those are great signs. Look at, you know, the team as well. Also, avoid any coin with the name Moon in it or the name Hype, shill, anything like Mooncoin, safe. If it has safe in the word, it's probably not safe. So just, you know, you vibe it out as well, because in the end, we can tell if something's BS or not. If we look at it enough, come on, you can probably know.
Yeah.
So Algorand is great. Algorand is great. It solves a lot of the problems that were out there in blockchain,
right?
Yeah, the trilemma. So it's secure. It's decentralized and it's also safe and it has fast transaction times as well. Yes, so the speed, the security, the scalability, it makes a very, very solid blockchain for the future.
Absolutely. And I believe that they have a bunch of other applications that they are building currently, such as
Yoli.
Yoli, yeah. And also they are building towards something that for NFT. The whole ecosystem as well, right? Do you have a comment or two on that, maybe?
Yeah, so NFTs are great. It's like digital collectible, digital art, non-fungible token. The great thing about NFT is that it lives forever on the blockchain, One key feature about Algorand is that it does not fork ever. So your NFT on the Algorand blockchain will always be that copy. It can never fork. So let's say on another blockchain, the blockchain forks. Well, now you have two copies of the NFT. Impossible on Algorand. So that's one major benefit of launching NFTs on Algorand. The other is that the transaction fees are very slow. And so with low fees, you could, if you don't have a lot of upfront investment, you can still put out your NFTs and get them out there. It's also very fast. So once you start using the Algorand blockchain, you'll see how fast it is compared to some of the other major ones. So it makes it much quicker and much more efficient to both buy and sell NFTs or operate a marketplace. It's going to be, I think, one of the major NFT players, even though that might not have been the original use case for Algo. I could definitely see that because of those features.
Yes. Absolutely. I think transaction time and low gas fee is something so important for all creators out there to want to put their own mark into this industry. So, okay, quick and somewhat quote-unquote challenge question for you. I don't think it's going to be that big a challenge. How do you explain in such simple term other people who don't know anything about Algorand blockchain, what their blockchain is about?
Well, to back it up real quick, a blockchain itself, because people might not know it, it's like a distributed ledger. So it's like, think of it like a workbook, which everyone agrees on. Like it could be like a spreadsheet that everyone agrees on. So it's a ledger, but it's distributed and everyone agrees on it. So now we're all on the same page, we're on the same workbook. And so that's what a blockchain is. So that makes it much easier to transact, do business. So Algorand specifically is a proof of stake blockchain. So that means that the verification procedures are done on chain, as opposed to some other blockchains, which are proof of work, which require mining. There will never be mining in Algorand.
Right.
You actually, very important.
Yeah.
Algorand is a pure proof of stake, which for its own reasons, it makes it very fast, very efficient, and very environmentally friendly as well. Now, the Algorand blockchain specifically, some other benefits are it's very secure. The way it's written, the programming language is more constrained. So you're more limited maybe in how you can write your smart contract. But this is a benefit because you don't want it to be so open as to cause vulnerabilities, right? So it is called a non-Turing complete programming language or a smart contract system, which basically means that there's not really any loops or recursion when you're making the smart contract. It basically forces the developer to make a very clean, efficient smart contract without the extra complexity that is in many of the other blockchains. This makes it very suitable for enterprises, for companies, for anyone who has serious financial incentives like a financial system to use Algo because of those security features. So when you combine that with the speed and also the decentralization, it makes it very attractive as a public blockchain for these use cases.
Yes, and I think on top of that, maybe a lot of listeners out there have been seeing the price of the token been going up since September 2021. But on top of what Ash just pointed out, that all the infrastructure has been in place, all the dedicated individuals from Algorand, its own team and Algorand Foundation have been building that for years. That nowadays you see there's so much more news about them, but behind them, they've been working on this for like many years. So and I think that is also something very important for anyone to look into a project they want to follow or a project they want to support, right?
Well, yeah, of course. Like, let's say you have a new project and the main guy has been, you know, a baker his whole life. No offense to bakers. But
yeah.
Now he's launching a blockchain. Well, maybe, you know, this is not the right guy. Algorand team, some of the best, you know, well-known established people in this space.
Yeah.
The founder,
Professor McKelly.
Yeah. The founder, Professor MIT.
Yeah.
And the rest of the team, very well established. Do your own research, but based on my research, these guys know what they're talking about. They've been in the industry. They are dedicated computer scientists, economists, business people, executives, and they have the knowledge basically to do what they're trying to do, and they're doing it. So it's so important to look at the team because, you know, if you don't do that, then you don't really know what you're getting into. Just the way computer programs are written, you can copy paste, right? So someone could copy paste another blockchain, call it whatever, call it Jazzy Chain. And here you go, it's a new chain. But
I think people are actually doing that in the industry, and like,
yeah,
unfortunately.
It is unfortunate, but it's something to be aware of. So yeah, look at the team, because it's too easy for some people to have, you know, the most greatest thing in the world, but you know, it's
without the keywords.
Yeah, without the support, without, you know, having it evolve into something that's serious, something that will be used. So there's a few great blockchains, including Algorand, which they are who they say they are. And Algorand was created from the ground up.
Yeah.
It's not a fork of another chain. It's not a copy. It's not a clone. It's created from the ground up. So it has its own structure, its own dynamics.
Yeah.
And it will, in my opinion, be one of the top chains. I do believe that the future is interoperability. There's not going to be just one chain. It's not going to be just one Bitcoin or just one Ethereum or whatever. I think there's going to be at least a handful, and Algorand will be one of them. Now, you know, I'm not a fortune teller. I'm not a guru.
We're not financial advisors.
We're told to say that, but it's true. And, you know, we can't predict anything from the future, but it's my strong belief that it will be. And yeah, so we'll
yeah
see.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing insights over there. And I definitely don't mean to get too spiritual on this specific answer, but I think there's something to the simplicity of the project's mission and this integrity of the team. I think something is just there that is also helping big part of how much impact a project will have in the short term and in the long term. So
yeah, the mission is so important for me specifically, and then also for the blockchain as a whole. Absolutely. And for everybody, because in the end, we are a community, right? And we're a series of communities. And for Algorand specifically, the mission, I think, has been dedicated to the future of finance, as well as the borderless economy.
Absolutely.
If you think about our world, it's getting smaller and smaller, right? Now everyone has, basically most people have, watching this probably have mobile phones, Wi-Fi, network connections. We can communicate. You can call someone across the globe through Skype or through FaceTime or something. And our world is so small now, right? So our differences are also getting smaller and smaller. And we need a way to do commerce with each other.
Yeah.
Because the old way is very difficult. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult. Even something simple as signing a contract. You have to have two different legal structures in two different countries. If you're trying to do a contract, maybe different languages, yeah, maybe different legal setup, different systems that you're using. Yeah. And so something as simple as a contract causes all this added friction. Now, something like Algorand creates a borderless economy, which makes it removes the friction. So now I can do business with someone across the globe much easier by a standard set of rules,
yeah,
and a standard platform. This makes it so much easier to do business, because now I have dependability.
Yeah.
And with dependability, I can invest more. My investors are also more happy.
Yeah.
It's more reliable. It's also, because of the way the smart contract works, it's more dependable.
Mm-hmm.
So this creates just such a great environment for us to collaborate as a worldwide community, mm-hmm, as well.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of the core mission of Algorand. And I think that it's part of the reason why it will be one of the top chains, just that global focus of the borderless economy.
I think what you just mentioned, from all different perspectives, whether from smart contract or from the ecosystem as a whole, and from various other perspectives, totally sums up their strength and their advantages. So with that said, do you have a comment? Because I know that you have interesting NFT projects coming up. Is there anything that you could tell us or want to get the audience a little more, get them excited about your NFT launch?
Yeah. So we do have a project in the works. It's going to be super fun. It's going to be on Algorand. I can say that much. It's going to be something where basically not too serious. In this world, unfortunately, people are so serious. I think personally, we got to lighten up a little bit. So this is a fun project. I'm not going to say it's going to change the world. I'm not going to say that this is, you know, the next biggest thing. It's just something fun on Algo. And the reason we chose Algo is because it's easy to use, it's fast, it's secure, and it's a little bit of fun as well. It's just a fun blockchain.
Yeah.
It will be coming out. I can't say any more now because, you know, the rest of the team will get mad. We weren't even supposed to talk about it.
Yeah.
We weren't even supposed to talk about it yet. So even this is just bonus.
Yeah.
But watch out for it. It's going to be super fun. I can't wait to say more. very soon.
Absolutely. And when there's more update, you all will be the first person to know. So with that said, last question for Mr. Ash, and I know that you're an extremely busy person, extremely busy lawyer and investor at the same time. Would you say that on this day, September 19th, 2021, that we are in the bull run, we're in the middle of the bull run, would you say that we have already learned from the past that all the things we have learned? Or does part number one, and number two is that do you have any future trajectory about something interesting in the industry that you're excited about?
Well, I think that we are always learning, right? If we've learned all that we've learned, then the game basically over. And this game's not over. We're still learning. And this bull run is, you know, something that some people predicted, some people didn't. But we keep constantly learning. And well, exciting is Algorand, right? Right now, there's governance launching. So now, actually, the token holders will be able to make decisions on the blockchain. That is so exciting to me because it adds to the definition of the community. Right. And it gives basically more power to the token holders.
Right.
That is coming really soon. The cool thing about Algorand is just by holding the token, you get a reward.
Yeah.
So if rewards are your thing, I like rewards, especially seeing them every day. It makes me super excited on that. A few more exciting developments coming up. One is just the new dApps, distributed applications, that are being launched. And I hear a few new ones coming out every week now. And it's going to be so exciting. In the legal space, we deal a lot with contracts, with business structures, with organizations, and it's a lot of paperwork, a lot of paperwork, and people hate it. People sometimes don't even look at the paperwork.
Yeah.
Don't do that. But they sometimes don't even look at the paperwork. So blockchain solves a lot of these problems by having a centralized or decentralized set of rules which can govern your organization. So now you have governance, which is automated by the smart contract. And so this makes it so exciting for small businesses, makes it so exciting for organizations because now you have so much more security when you're doing business. Mm-hmm. So for example, if me and, you know, the guy down the street start a new business and we say, oh, he has 40%, I have 60%. Well, now if that's actually on the blockchain, it's final. Everyone can see it and there's no messing around. There's no funny business. Whereas if we were just kind of starting signing a contract together, makes it much more messy. Like, is that contract valid? Has it been properly authenticated? Has it been overwritten by a subsequent contract? Is there any other involvement or other players? Like, it can get messy. Mm-hmm. But with, you know, on the blockchain, it's all set in stone.
Yeah.
Code becomes the law.
Absolutely.
For me, that's super exciting just because I think it gives you more clarity in business, gives you more structure, and it makes it less opaque and less shady. Yeah. So it's going to be great. It's just going to be so exciting.
Absolutely. I already know what is going to be the name for the next episode with Ash. It's going to be conversation with Mr. Ash about future trajectory about the DAO. So anyway, with that said, thank you so much, brother, for your time. Me and audience out there super, super appreciate your time, energy, and your insights. And for those who you don't know, Mr. Ash is one of the best IP lawyers in the entire California, and just appreciate you to be on this conversation today and spending the time.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
you
having me.
Absolutely. This is the Future Hour, and much love. We will see you next time. Peace.